Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Top Stories, it's producer Chris. It might be hard to believe now that Rudy Giuliani once stood a half-decent chance of becoming president of the USA. But back in 2008, it was an actual possibility. So imagine Andy and John's glee when the wheels started to fall off his campaign. Here is episode 15, a message to you, Rudy.
Our top story this week and Super Tuesday is upon us. 24 states are set to have primary elections on this Super Tuesday, as some news networks have chosen to use different words, such as Monster Tuesday, or perhaps most crassly, Bill Schneider on CNN, who referred to it as Tsunami Tuesday, which presumably comes straight after Genocide Monday, and just before Plague Wednesday.
Was there some kind of breakdown between brain and mouth there?
Actually, no, that connection has never been there for Schneider. But it's a democratic frenzy in the US, Andy, as America goes to the ballot box to elect the person they want the option of choosing to elect leader of the free world. It's electing a choice. Record turnouts in many states are predicted, so it seems the idea of democracy rather than reality is most appealing. There's every chance that this turnout is going to be bigger than the one for the real election. People like going just up to the point of being actively involved in the democratic process and then dodging out at the last minute.
Is there not a danger, though, that if Super Tuesday proves decisive in both races, that the candidates will be left with February to November in which to sling mud at each other, and they could run out of mud to sling by mid-July and be reduced to just the odd little barbed comment or double-edged compliment?
You are vastly underestimating the mud-making ability of the United States political system. There have been some high-profile exits from the campaign already. Rudy Giuliani, the self-styled Sultan of 9/11, has abandoned his challenge for the White House after a spectacular implosion. He was leading in virtually all the polls before the race properly began, but then he began opening his mouth and saying words, and that quickly became a problem.
I mean, he has made certain tactical errors, Giuliani. For example, being massively unpopular, not actually joining in the election at all, treating the voters with total contempt, and just hoping to be enough to swan in halfway through and bleat on about how he personally crushed Al-Qaeda. He was basically seemed one step away from coming out and saying, you know what, I actually enjoyed 9/11. If I had the chance, I'd do it all again.
That's the thing, people have suddenly remembered, upon words spewing out of his mouth, what an odious man he actually is, and I don't know what the Republican base did not like about the three-marriage pro-abortion Giuliani. He actually would have done better saying nothing, literally nothing. He could have been America's first mime president, refusing to say anything to annoy people, communicating only through semaphore or charades.
Charades? You've been in America too long, John. Charades, John.
How do you pronounce it? Charades. No, oh, I love that accent.
In the home of the English language.
Oh, it's quaint.
It's interesting statistically, actually, that Giuliani was the only candidate who had been played by James Woods in a biopic, which suggests that America won't vote for someone who's been played by James Woods in a biopic.
Well, I mean, that's true. I mean, science probably backs that up. In fact, it's scientifically impossible that Giuliani could have run a worse campaign. Scientists have been conducting experiments to see if it is possible, and they've been working through the night, but could only stumble bleary-eyed into the sunlight this morning, peering disbelievingly at a graph, saying, I don't know how he did it. This shouldn't be technically possible.
Well, I disagree, John. I think there were a number of things Giuliani could have done worse, albeit that this is now almost universally viewed as the worst ever election campaign. He could have run his entire campaign from a diving bell at the bottom of Lake Michigan, communicating with the nation only by means of messages fed to fish.
No, that would have been better.
Okay, he could have promised to give all the territory from the Louisiana Purchase back to the French in exchange for a bottle of Grolsch and a go on President Sarkozy's new girlfriend.
Okay, that would have been worse.
He could have campaigned in California on a restart all the bushfires ticket.
Don't know about that. The rest of America probably would have gone with that.
He could have said to John McCain, well, if they kept you in that prison camp for so long, maybe it was something about you, not something about them. And he could have done a nationwide TV advertisement in which he mumbled incoherently about table tennis for a couple of minutes, then sang I Will Survive in Russian, urinated on the American flag, and threatened to execute a hostage live unless his demand to be president was met within 20 minutes. I went on the internet last night, John, and found that you can still donate money to the Giuliani presidential campaign. I wanted to, I really did, but I'm not eligible because I'm not a US resident, and the last thing Rudy needs at a time like this is to be embroiled in a funding row. But I would like to think that Giuliani's website will be left exactly as it is, with no reference to him pulling out of the race, kind of like an online Pompeii, preserving this moment of volcanic self-combustion for eternity.
John Edwards also dropped out recently amidst rumours of him becoming a kingmaker for either Clinton or Obama, but he has so far refused to endorse either. He ran his campaign on an anti-poverty message, and the US never really connected with that. It turns out people here support poverty, Andy, and they're right. We need poverty as much as poverty needs us. Otherwise, how do we know how good our houses are? It's also boom time for celebrity endorsements here. We talked a couple of weeks ago about Mike Huckabee's inexplicable endorsement by Chuck Norris. It's hard to know what was more confusing about that pairing, that Huckabee would choose a faded kung fu star, or that a faded kung fu star would choose a man who doesn't believe in evolution. One thing's for sure, they made quite a pairing. They deserved each other. But the mystifying endorsements did continue this week. Sylvester Stallone came out for John McCain, and just a few days ago, Barack Obama was endorsed by Hulk Hogan.
Hear more of our shows, buy our book, and donate here at thebuglepodcast.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.